Okay, today we're Bezrashem continuing in the second parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hatmei should be kli charas. The tamei things in a kli charas are tavla sheyesh lo this beis, a tray that does have a rim around it, umachta shlema, a shovel that does have an edge around the shovel, so it's got a beis kibul. The tavla sheyesh milei karos, a tray that's filled with bowls, so nitmei sachas mei besheretz lo nitmu kulam. If one of those bowls becomes tamei from a sheretz, then the other ones are not going to become tamei, even though they're all attached to the tray. We don't view them as one big kli. But in Yeshua, Lizbe's Odef, if the tray has a rim around it that's taller than the bowls that are inside the tray, then Nitma'achas Mem Nitma'kulam, then they are considered one big kli. And if any one of those bowls become Tameh, the whole tray becomes Tameh, and all of the other bowls become Tameh. Bechein Beis Tavlin Shel Cheres. If you have a kli cheres that holds spices, that has different compartments in it to hold the different spices, the Kalmarim Hamut Amos, or if you have a box that's an organizer for a desktop, for a sofer, so if a sheretz goes into one of those compartments, only that compartment is tamei, unless the edge around the whole kli is taller than all the compartments, in which case it's all one big kli. If you have a spice box that has a bunch of different compartments to it, that's made out of wood, that one of the compartments becomes tamei from touching a liquid, lo nitma chaveru, the other ones do not become tamei, because the other one was only touched by the liquid on the outside, and when a tamei liquid touches the outside of a kli, only the outside becomes tamei. The inside is going to remain tahar. Rabbi Yochan ben Uri Omer, cholkinus avyo, we divide the width of the thickness of the wall. Hamishamish la tamei, tamei hamishamish la tar. The half of the wall that serves the tamei part is tamei, the half of the wall that serves the tar part is tahar. Meaning to say, if you have a spice box that has compartments, so the dividers serve as a wall for both sides of it, right? For both the, let's say it's got pepper on one side and salt on the other side. So the inside of the pepper one may have become tamei, but that's the outside of the salt one. So how do we treat that? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. We split the width of the wall, and that which is meshamish the tamei is tamei, that which is meshamish the tahar is tahar. But im yeshel lizbe zodef, if the outside of the spice box has a rim that's higher than all the inside compartments, then it's all one big kli, and if one of them becomes tamei, they all become tamei. Mishnah Ches, halapid tamei, a torch that's made out of cheres can become tamei, even though it can't stand on its own, because it's not supposed to stand on its own. It typically goes into a holder. A lamp holder that's also made out of cheres, has like a little hole in it to stick the lamp in, becomes tamei through the avir of that base kibul where you're supposed to stick the lamp in. Hamasrik shel tzartzur, the comb of a tzartzur, Rabbi Eliezer Metaher. Rabbi Eliezer says it's tar because there are openings in between the teeth that make it that it's not able to hold liquid. But the Chum say that it's tamei because it's considered part of the inside of the tzartzur. So and the halach is if sheretz goes on the inside of a kli charas, it's metamei the entire inside of a kli. Meaning a tzartzur is it's like a jug that looks like it has like a crown on top of it. So the meaning like up and down pointy crown on top of it. So that's the tzartzur. So that's what we're talking about over here when we talk about the teeth are the up and down crown around the top of the tzartzur. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that any kli cheres that has a rim around it is mekabel tuma, and we said that if you have a multi-sectional kli, so if one section becomes tameh, it's not metameh the rest, unless the edge around it is taller than the inside compartments. And then we spoke about in Mishnah Ches how a torch, even though it can't stand on its own, is mekabel tuma. The place that the compartment that holds a ner is able to be mekabel tuma. And we spoke about this funny looking kli called a tzartzur, and whether the teeth on the top of it, the crown on the top of it, is considered to be the inside of the kli or not. So, Bezrashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph.